Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar every day. Welcome also to Monday, the 29th day in June. Please open your hand for prayers and be responding with Amen, I receive it. Monday is the first working day in a new week. Let's do this. Find a new thing around you, if you can. Anything new in the house could be clothing material, a notebook, a booklet, anything in nylon you have not used, a biro, cup, cutlery. What else can I mention now? Look around. We want to use it as a point of contact and symbolic representation for new things in the new week. If you can't do so right now, receive the prayers all the same, but when you are able, hold it up and play these ministrations back then. Hold that new thing up as I pray. I decree and declare, this week is blessed for you. You will not labor in vain. Your effort shall produce great results. We are holding new things. So I prophesy, receive grace for new strength, new openings, new help and assistance, new opportunities, new customers and clients, new money, new ideas, fresh and anointing oil for a high performance. Grace for wisdom, unusual understanding. The Lord will go before you and make every crooked path straight. I prophesy, you shall be at the right place at the right time. Divine connection and destiny helpers will locate you. Parents, stand in the gap for your children. Bring down their photographs if you have it. Wives, do so for your husband. Husband, the same for your wife. Do the same for your parents and siblings. May God favor all members of your family this week. You shall receive good news from far and near. Hold your phone up. I decree and declare, alert upon alert, sales upon sales, payment upon payment. Before this week is over, you will have strong testimonies. What has been working for you will work better. What is yet to work to satisfaction will start working. In Jesus' name, say amen. I receive it three times. Yes, June 29th, celebrant, your prayers be blessed, your birthday is blessed, your new age is blessed also. You will not diminish. You will grow in grace as you grow in age. Happy birthday. Right? Let's receive testimonies. Please be connecting to these testimonies for your own divine intervention as well. First testimony today. God is really good. My husband and I are retirees and our children are ages 14 and 10. And to God be the glory. I want to thank God that middle of yesterday night, I really cried out my heart to God for over an hour for a thing we have been waiting for years now. Waking up this morning, I got a very good news about it. Our God is always faithful. Abba, Father, I am thankful and grateful to you. Thank you, Daddy Femi Emmanuel, for all you guide us to do. Please, I need your birthday account details. Wow. That one will be announced before the end of this ministration. I return all glory to God for using me to bring a major advert to my radio station. A colleague recommended our station to an agency for a World Cup advert. After days of praying for God's favor and for every challenge to be removed, our station was selected. Last night, the agreement was finalized, and this morning, the advert started running on our station. God answers prayers. To him alone be all the glory. Wow, that's a big one. Another person. I've come to return all glory to God for his goodness in my life since I joined TPGF 2022. For the success of my mother's burial, God took us to and fro safely and provided abundantly beyond our expectations. Divine healing for me and my family, then all-round provision for protection, faithful and numerous blessings. I say to him alone be all the glory. Daddy, please join us in prayer that the forthcoming wedding ceremony of our youngest sister coming up in November will be successful in Jesus' name. Thanksgiving offering has been sent to the Zenith account of the commission. It shall be successful. Another testifier. I want to thank the name of the Lord for credit alert upon credit alert. I got up to 3 or 4 credit alert in a week of not small money. I want to thank God because I needed the money. So I cried out to God and he answered me. I return all the glory to God. God will answer your own cry also, my listeners. Another person. On Sunday, you said we should pull our right ear for good news. I did. I got to church, and a sister said, I want to support your prison ministry work. She gave me clothing materials and money. To God be all the glory. Thank you, Daddy, for being a willing vessel in the hand of God. Thank you for giving your all to Jesus. I am a life that has been transformed by your ministration. You will go from glory to glory to glory. Amen. All of us will go from glory to glory. Good morning. Thank you, sir, for all you do and for praying for me. My daughter delivered safely, both mother and child, in good condition. My son also got a banking job yesterday. More anointing, sir, to do God's work efficiently and effectively. Wow, more will come for you. Another person. I want to thank God for his divine protection over me today. Daddy said we should wear face cap and cover our head when going out this morning. I feel so reluctant to put on a cap because I wear nose scrub to work. So I decided to use my hair band. As I was walking to my work, a car was just coming with full speed about to hit me. How God delivered me from being hit by the car remains a miracle. Thank you, Jesus, for always showing up for us at our hours of need. May the name of the Lord be praised forever. None of us will be a victim in Jesus' name. Oh, good day, Daddy and TPJ family. I am so grateful to Almighty God for his faithfulness upon my life and family. Since I joined this commission, I thank God for his protection and provision, divine healing upon my life and children, successful delivery, the God of lost and found. Daddy, please pray that my husband's invitation letter should be released. We have been waiting for it for months. I advise that you do warfare prayers, fast for a day, and put battle seat behind this desire. Miracle will happen. Another person. After Daddy prayed on our bathing soap on May 28th, and he asked us to bathe with it for 7 days with prayers, I did exactly. Since then, people have been coming to me and telling me, I'm looking so beautiful these days. I answer them, it is the glory of God. May the oil of God on you never run dry. Another person. I want to thank God for your prayer for me. I appreciate God that I have been given an acting director position in my place of work. Glory be to God Almighty. Another one. Thank you for your prayers and impact on my life and family. My testimony. I woke up with hotness in my stomach, and immediately I took the blessed water. The pain stopped. Thank you, Daddy. Please, I pray for my husband who has been sick for years now. Your husband shall be supernaturally healed in Jesus' name. You shall be the next testifier. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. This month is ending tomorrow. Remember our crossover vigil tomorrow night, June 30, from 10 or 15 minutes to 12 midnight to 20 or 25 minutes after 12. Don't miss it. Set your handset alarm clock to 11:30 p.m. if you go to bed early. Invite all on your contact to also join crossover from June to July. If you are a monthly title, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 666, do so as soon as you are able. God shall bless your seed and your sacrifice. From Wednesday, July 1, we shall move to seed 7777 according to the number of the month. Many listeners have even started doing their 777 seed, seed of divine rest, perfection, and completeness. You could do either 77,777 naira, 77 kobo, 7,777 naira, 77 kobo, 5,000, 2,000, 3,000, even 1,777 naira, 77 kobo, as you have faith and financial capacity to do. No one is compelled. Do as God lays in your heart. These are the seed that help us to sustain and also enlarge and drive this great kingdom work all over the world, and people are getting blessed. Then, as I announced earlier, and I will announce it Thursday, this Thursday, July 2, is my birthday. I'm a July 2 person. Please, I beg you, don't call me that day. Don't do SMS or chat. I will not be able to handle it. Only praise God on my behalf and pray for me as led of God. Then in 1 Corinthians 9:11, Please read that passage if you can. And also Hebrews chapter 7 verse 7. Please read it also. Paul said, if we have sown spiritual things to your life, is it too much if we reap material harvest? Hebrews chapter 7 verse 7 also says, the less is blessed of the higher, that is a mentor. That is why I allowed those who have been asking that they want to sow special seed to my bad days. Those who have the understanding and faith and the capacity to sow seed up to spiritual fathers and mentors, please do so. I do so on their bad day. Not so much because of me, but connection to grace, connection to the anointing that my life has enjoyed, unusual grace for God, from God, these 71 years. It is a seed of appreciation, connection to the grace that my life have enjoyed. However, it is not for everybody, but for only those who have the understanding of 1 Corinthians 9:11 and Hebrews chapter 7 verse 7, sowing seed and connection to higher grace. If God is laying that on your heart, I will allow it. Send a chart of request for the details of the account of connection to grace and anointing to +234 809 789 4000. Like I said, it's not for everybody. If you believe in it, God lays it in your heart, and you have the capacity to do so. If not, your blessings and your miracle continues. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fortified in Jesus' name. I love you. Have a great day. End this month in a glorious way.